Hi everyone, my name is Elam from Tema, inside Ghana, and it's my turn on top 26 on this and that. Fun fact about me, I love to read, dance, sing, and eat. Basically anything entertainment, I'm down for it. I also believe in the golden rule, which says, do unto others what you want others to do unto you, or do not do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. Enjoy listening. Stay tuned. Now, let's start with the first question, which says, do you think the world would make any progress if technology didn't exist? Well, yes. The world would have still made progress in the absence of technology. Only that it would have done that at a much slower pace than it's doing now. So yeah, my answer to the question is yes. The world would have progressed only at a much slower pace than it's doing now. Question 2. What is true friendship like to you? Wow. True friendship to me is to be able to trust somebody. Not because I feel the person is going to do things exactly the way I want the person to, or that the person has not expected that I do everything exactly the way he or she wants it, but we're able to accept one another for whoever we are, and we're willing to learn, improve, and help each other grow. You know, that's what true friendship to me is. You should be able to correct me when I'm wrong. I should be able to correct you when you're wrong. We should be able to forgive each other and not sleep over fights and stuff. It shouldn't be void of fights because it makes it fun though. But yeah, I should trust you, not because you do exactly as I say, but I trust that in everything you would be willing to be corrected, and likewise me. So yep. Question 3. How do you explain consciousness? Consciousness, wow. Consciousness to me is like being aware of your environs, like your environment and the things around you, mostly people around you. I feel consciousness means to be led, you know. In this case, I feel like being conscious means you're spirit led. You're led by the Holy Spirit. That to me, that is consciousness. Because once you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're aware of your surroundings and the people around you. Yeah, that is consciousness to me. Question 4. What is more important, the human body or the human mind? I think both are very important, such that I don't think one will be able to function without the other. The human body needs a mind. I think the mind makes a part of the human body, so both are very important. Both are extremely important because I think they work hand in hand. The body moves along with the mind, and the mind does the same with the body. So, yeah, I definitely think the two move together. Question 5. Why do people do things which they know are wrong? Oop. Well, sometimes complacency, and in most cases, is addiction, or, you know, not being able to defeat that urge, you know. Yeah, you know it's wrong, but then when the urge comes, you're not able to control or defeat it, so it rides over you. It pushes you to do the same thing no matter like how many times you've already done that, and then you've come to your senses to say that I wish I didn't do that thing, but yeah, you still would do it if it happens. So people do wrong things even though they know it's wrong, because they are not able to defeat the urge, you know, that urge to do whatever it is. Okay, next question. Do you believe, question 6 actually, do you believe the way we dress affects the way we think? Of course, I do believe the way we dress, you know, affects the way we think. Fun story, let me share this quickly. So, one time I went to visit a friend in his office because it was his birthday and I was going with a cake, you know? And I dressed like I was going to the office. I dressed like you know. So I got to the entrance and I met the security who said, oh, madam, welcome, come in. I think at the time I was 18. I was about 18. And the reception I got, trust me, I knew a part of it had to do with how I was dressed. So, as the saying goes, you are addressed on how you're dressed. So, yeah. To me, I feel the way you dress matters, and it goes a long way to affect the way you think. Sometimes you dress and you're like, yeah, I'm the boss, because you look good and you feel on top of the world. So definitely, I believe that the way you dress affects the way you think. Yeah, next question. Question 7. Who do you consider as family? Family to me is anyone who is able to, you know, accept me and is willing to get to know me better, or is willing to go all out. You don't have to be related to me by blood. I feel like if we have the same visions and goals and we're willing to, you know, align ourselves in each other's path in order to grow together, I consider you family. Somebody who genuinely has shown trust and loyalty, that person is family. Once you're trustworthy, you've proven to me that you're trustworthy and you are loyal, man, you're family. Question 8. What role does family play in your life? Ooh, guys, I don't even know where to start from. My family plays a massive role in my life. Like, I look up to my parents and brothers for advice and help, because as a younger person, I feel they have gone through certain things in life and they can, you know, advise me based on what they have gone through or what they have experienced. So my family, like, I'm extremely close to my family. I love them so, so much. The role they play in my life is indescribable. I can't even describe it. You know, like, they're there for me. So definitely they play a major role in my life. And question 9 says that, how often do you set goals for yourself? How often? Monthly, you know? You know, like, people say, oh, it's the year, you have to set goals for the year. Yes, I believe you should have your year goals, but then it should be open to be reviewed, you know? Review your set goals on a monthly basis, and that's what I do. I set goals every month. I'm like, okay, how much progress have I made in this month? You know, like, this is the month, this is what I look forward to achieve, the Lord be my help, you know, and I put in the effort to attain those goals. So at the end of the month, I review it and see what changes can be made and then what lessons can be learned. Yeah, so that's it. Question 10. If you won a lottery, would you keep working in your current position? Yes, definitely. Definitely. No matter, like, how big or how huge the lottery I won is, I'll still maintain my current position. I think winning the lottery would help fast track certain things that I want to do, or certain things that I would want to get done, you know, or fast track it. If it's a travel something, then yeah, I would be willing to travel. But if not, and it has to do with money, or it's monetary, you know, yeah, of course, I still keep my current position, because then it only mean that the reason I'm working, you know, God has helped me get the money to do certain things that I would want to save for, you know. So the savings will go to other ventures. That's what it is. Yes, so sure, I'll still keep working in my current position. Question 11. How would you behave if you were the best in the world at what you do? Ooh. Okay. How would I behave? I'll be excited. I'll be delighted. But I think it comes with a certain amount of fear and pressure, because you're the best in the whole world. And you're like, I'm the best. Oh, I should keep being the best. You know, I don't want anyone to come and be better than I am. It mounts a certain amount of pressure, you know, on your brain and yourself. You're never at ease, because you're like, dude, I'm the best in the world. Yes, it comes with some recognition and all, some small, you know, pride and stuff. But then you're like, hey, I'm the best. What if somebody becomes better than me? So I feel like my reaction will be normal. I'll just keep working hard because if I'm the best, I would want to maintain it. Just like you go to school and you're like, I'm the best in the class, and somebody, you know, does better than you the following term, and you're like, no, I have to work harder. I have to go the extra mile. So I feel like if I was the best in the world, it mounts a certain amount of pressure on my head, even though I'd be happy about it. Yeah. Question number 12. What or who lights you up? Ooh, what lights me up? Food. Well, okay, quite a number of things light me up, okay? When I'm down or something, mostly music. Music lights me up. And funny enough, music works for me every single time. Music works for me every time I'm down. Not just any music, like inspirational songs, gospel. This might sound cliche or something, but yeah, gospel music really lights me up a lot. I feel like when I'm in that moment of worship and praise, it calms my spirit down and it just automatically lights me up. It puts me in a better mood. Yeah, it makes me excited. I feel like this is the one thing I'm doing that I don't owe anyone an explanation for or something like that, you know, like it makes me extremely, extremely delighted. Yeah, so what lights me up when I'm down? Music. Music and then food sometimes. But most often, it's music. Music. Okay, so the follow-up question says, how do you treat people who can do nothing for you? First of all, I don't think there's anyone in the world who cannot do anything for me. I believe everybody can do something for me. Imagine I fall down and I'm in a remote area, you know, I know nobody there, and somebody is passing. That person is the poorest person in that city or in that locality, that area to say. And the person is able to lift me up, bring me up on my feet and just, you know, check my pulse and make sure that I'm back on my feet or gives me a balance or a place to stay. At that moment, the person has nothing. The person might not be respected in the area or whatever, but that person has been useful to me, you know? And as Christians, I don't think there's anybody out there who cannot, you know, do anything for us. Depends on what you're looking forward to, you know, receive from that person. But, you know, when you take that out, I believe everybody can do something for me. Yeah, so I treat people, you know, I wouldn't say equally because then I would be unfair. I treat people good, you know, the way I feel like it should be. Everyone should be treated good, although everything has a limit. But first off, I'm good to everybody. I try as much as I can to be good to everybody. So, yeah. The next question, do you work to live or live to work? I do neither of the two. Well, I believe I can live without working and I can work without living. So it depends on what you define as living and what you define as work. Somebody's hobby pays and so that becomes work automatically. And somebody is working 24/7 but is not alive. Trust me, the person is walking dead because the person finds no fulfillment or excitement or delight in whatever work the person is doing. So I think I do neither of the two. Neither of the two. I live by my terms. I feel like I define my living terms. I work because I'm excited to do it and it gets me that income I'm looking for. But I don't think I work in order to live. No, I live because Christ has given me the opportunity to live, has given me that avenue to live. That is more of life to me than just working or earning something. So, yeah. That is what it is. The next question. What's something you want to achieve before you die? There's a lot I want to achieve before I die. I want to be able to train myself to understand the ways of God and, you know, live by those rules of His. I want to be able to eliminate every bit of, you know, carnality or, you know, physicalness out of me. I want to study the word and live such that it becomes a part of me and I'm able to impact that into the lives of people around me. I don't feel like it should be forced. No, I feel when I get to understand and accept and start living that way, you know, the people around me, people closest to me will pick it up and it's going to be a long chain of values and norms and ideas and ways of living that we would all come to, you know, adopt. So yeah, there are definitely a lot of things I would want to do, but this very one is one that is ringing on my heart. It's something I would love to do before I die. Yeah, definitely. Next question. One thing you cannot live without. Wow. I'm not gonna sound cliche. One thing I cannot live without. Wow. I can't live without living. That's one thing I can't live without. I can't live without living. So yeah, I have to live in order to, you know, do anything. So I can't live without living. That's my answer. One thing you cannot live without. I can't live without life. So life gives me the opportunity to live, to be a better person, to know the ways of God, know the ways of life, and live according to it. So I can't live without living. Next question. When do you think is acceptable to disobey the law? When a life is at risk, when a life is on the line, when somebody needs that urgent help, when a life depends on it, what is the law? Yeah, the law is meant to be obeyed. But my dear, if somebody's life is depending on you breaking that law, I don't think I would mind breaking the law if somebody's life did depend on it. You know, I would definitely break the law if a friend, a family member, just anybody's life depended on it, or even my life depended on it. I would break the law or disobey the law. Yeah, to save a life, sure.
Question 17. 5 most beautiful things in the world to you. Whoa, and why? Well, clean beaches, forest, any scene environment at all. It's beautiful to me. Beautiful buildings like mansions or houses with very, very detailed designs. I love cars, sports cars in particular. I love airplanes. I think to come up with an idea like that is a beautiful thing. You know, the reason why I would say these is because they're mostly a beautiful sight to behold. So yeah, that would be it. Question 18. What is more important, what you say or how you say? Quite dicey, but then I would say both are very important. Sometimes what you have to say doesn't make so much sense, but then how you say it, you know, could convince somebody to believe what you're saying. And sometimes you have a point to make, and yet if you don't say it well, you might not get people to buy that idea. So I think both are very important. What you have to say and then how you say it, both are equally important. Yeah. The next question. Would you trust anybody with your life? Nope. I'm sorry. My life is too important to trust someone with it. The only person I can trust, I can trust God with my life, but apart from him, nah, not any other person. Not even myself, man. No. I mean, mistakes happen. What if the person ends up killing me by mistake or by chance? You know, the flare of the moment, you could be angry, you could overreact, and if you kill me, I'm dead. There's no way you can bring me back, so no. Never. I don't trust any other person with my life but God. Not even myself. Follow-up question. Do you believe in true love?
Of course.
Of course I believe in true love. I mean, to me, true love is, you know, being able to be there for one person and understand them, you know, try to be a part of their life, appreciate them, celebrate them, you know. I have seen love true love. My parents have been together for the longest time. It's not like they don't have their own issues here and there, but amongst everything, they still try to like keep things going and, you know, work towards the goal they put, you know, in front of themselves when they started their journey. So true love is a beautiful thing, and I pray everybody experiences it for themselves. Yeah, I do believe in true love. Next question. What is something you're certain you will never experience? I mean, and as much as I think this question, you know, needs a precise answer, I would say that I can't really tell. I'm hoping to experience everything and anything beautiful and good and healthy and exciting. But in everything, there are risks and dangers involved. And we don't mostly have control over the things that happen to us. Unless, of course, you know, God doesn't want us to experience it. You know, and he takes us, he saves us away from that. But besides that, I don't know. One thing I'm certain I'll never experience, well, I know for sure there are certain types of foods I would never try, so I would never know how it tastes. So in that vein, yeah, that would be maybe certain types of food. I'm sure I'd never try it, unless maybe I'm unconscious or something. But yeah, for that I'll be certain. Other than that, I can't really tell what I'm not sure I'd experience or I've never experienced. We live in a world that keeps changing every minute. The next question, how would you prefer your partner treats you? With love and respect and loyalty. I mean, loyalty is something I really look forward to give, and so it's something I'm definitely expecting. So yeah, love, trust, loyalty. I think with that, we can have a happy home. Yeah. So yeah, I prefer you treat me with love, loyalty, and trust. So yeah, next one says that, what's something you are embarrassed you're so good at? Speaking, public speaking. I'm not embarrassed particularly, but then I do get shy every now and then, you know, when it's obvious I'm overconfident sometimes. My confidence is like noticed on the first instance I opened my mouth, everybody's like, wow. Then of course I have a fine face. People tend to like talk about how good my face looks just by looking at me, and people actually overlook or overstare, and at the end of the day they end up telling me, oh, you have a beautiful face and all of that and all of that. Sometimes I'm a little shy, if that can be considered embarrassed. No, I don't think I'm necessarily embarrassed about anything I'm good at, but like it feels overwhelming, and sometimes I do get shy when people tell me, you're pretty, you're beautiful, and all of that. So yeah, that'll be it. Next question. If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say? Love one another. Love one another and make peace. Love one another, make peace, and help one another grow, help each other grow. Yeah, love one another, love one another. Because I believe if we love one another or each other, we're not going to try to hurt each other or hurt one another or try to do anything that would not, you know, benefit the other person. So, yeah, if I had the world's attention for a second or 30 seconds, I'll tell them, look, you gotta love one another, you gotta help one another grow, build each other, so that at the end of the day we all know what it feels like to be happy, and we know what it feels like to be in another person's shoes. So when somebody's going through something, you don't outrightly judge, but then since you've been through something like that and you love the person enough to care, you know, you would understand the person. So in the world, if I had your attention, I'd probably say that to you. Next question, 25. If you could speak one word, what would you say? Love. Love. That's the only thing I'd say, you know, love. It answers everything. It answers everything. Just love. Love. And then the last question. Oh, you guys, I can't believe we are at the end already. 26 says, is there an app you hate but still use?
Yeah, there's an app I hate but I still use. That would be WhatsApp. WhatsApp is so annoying. Like, I just hate it when I open my WhatsApp and there are tons of messages waiting for me. But then at the end of the day, I end up using it because I have to respond to these messages, or I want somebody to send something to me and the person has to do it through WhatsApp. So thank you guys for listening, and we've successfully answered the questions. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay safe, stay blessed. Let's keep preaching love. Bye.